1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. You can save big all this month, up to a $70 online rebate when you buy a set of four eligible Yokohama tires. Choose from the Avid Ascend GT, the Avid Ascend LX, the Advanced Sport AS Plus, and more. Rebate offer is valid through October 31st. Come see us before you plan your fall getaway with new Yokohama tires with Mel's Tire.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, 915 Graham.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 13th of October. Cloud cover and 64 degrees, and we're pleased to be joined on the Sutherland's KVOE studio line by Lead Freedom Fest organizer Steve Harmon. Steve, good morning.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
How you doing today?
Good. I just want to real quick say happy birthday to my fellow Navy veterans and sailors and service members. Happy birthday to those guys, including our own Ed Rathke and Nick Baker here in Emporia. I'm sure there's many more. So.
Yes, indeed, indeed. It's anchors away, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, in fact, there's one down there at the Memorial Park if you want to take a look at it. So.
Well, and speaking but of hey, the beautiful park, yeah, Freedom Fest is coming up November 6th, so we're under a month away from this big event. And how are pre-event activities going here, Steve?
Yeah, I think that's the greatest thing to talk about. And if we don't remember anything we talk about today, please visit EmporiaFreedomFest.org for all the event details, because it's really turned into a series of activities that has started since 9/11 and goes to 11/11 Veterans Day. So Patriots Day to Veterans Day. Wow, that's a lot to talk about. But it's a run, ride, recognize, ruck march, do a Murph challenge, do a spur challenge, do the expo events, enjoy beautiful weather, enjoy the park, kind of a day. And that's really all it is, huh? And yeah. The most important thing, though, is it's a chance to recognize our veteran heroes and their families, to raise funds for veteran scholarships, as well as to raise funds to support the beautiful Veterans Memorial. So that's why we do it, and that's why we're glad to do our 18th year. But we started the virtual events, which is doing it on your own. Like I said, 9/11, Patriots Day, and those will go through Veterans Day, 11/11. But most of our traditional activities take place November 6th, and all of them start and finish down at the Veterans Memorial. All Veterans Memorial Park there at South Commercial Street in Emporia. Today we're going to talk about Lyon County State Bank Freedom Run. That's expanded a little bit, and that's always popular because it's an easy run. It's nice and flat, and you can do a 1 mile, a 5K, or a 10K, depending on your energy level and your ability level. And there's some gift certificates for the winners in each age category. And then this year for the 5K and the 10K, we have, again, our awesome custom welded trophies, yeah, courtesy of the Flint Hills Technical College Welding Program. They do amazing work. And so we'll have trophies made out of recycled tank parts from the M1, as well as bicycle parts. So it should be pretty cool to see what they come up with. We're really excited to see that. Those will go to the top finishers of both the 5K and the 10K. And then, of course, you know, we have the newest event, which is the Murph Challenge.
Yes, indeed.
And there's different levels for that. And that's named after Medal of Honor recipient Lieutenant Murphy. And this was his workout, and this became a national sensation workout of the day. And it has several levels. There's the beginner's level, intermediate, and advanced. There's also team category, and there's also a gym category for the CrossFit gyms, workout gyms, with a traveling trophy for them to see who's the toughest. And you can come down and divide it up as a team, or you could do it individually, or you can represent your gym. So we're looking forward to doing that as well. Josh Ballinger, Marine and Kansas Army National Guard soldier, brought that to us this year. We're excited to help him host that.
Yeah, and that's
Yeah, it's big. Go ahead.
Yeah, so like a 1 mile run, 100 pull ups, 200 push ups, 300 squats, and then, oh, by the way, another 1 mile run.
That's right.
And then you've
murfed. Just on top of that.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart, and it's got some custom engraved K bar knives for the top finishers of that, as well as the team trophy. So, yeah, and that's sponsored by Vigilance Martial Arts here in town. So that's going to be really cool. And that's on the extreme endurance end of it. And then right below that, of course, is the Spur Challenge, which is the only one of its kind in the nation. And that's 5K run, a 40-mile Eisenhower gravel ride, and then the spur readiness test, which is the chance to give you a taste of a playing soldier and play with the paintball guns and the smoke grenades and have a little bit of fun. And that's always fun, and you can earn your spur with that. So we have some folks that are registered for that or are going to go after their six-year tab on that. So first year you get a silver spur, fifth year you get a gold spur, 10th year you get a cavalry Stetson. And so it's a pretty cool event as well. So that's kind of the traditional athletic events. And like we were talking about earlier before we got on the radio, Ron, there's a lot of social events going on, community events going on as well. And we're definitely proud to tie this into the founding city of Veterans Day's All Veterans Tribute Activities. We're going to kick everything off officially the 5th of November down at Bourbon Cowboy. They're doing karaoke night where you to help us raise funds for the scholarship, where you can pay to sing, pay to not sing, pay to get out of jail if you sing so well they put you in karaoke jail. We're pretty, Jason and Susan have always been amazing supporters of veterans in the military, and this will be your first year for that to help kick off. And then during the day on November 6th, the 101st Dog Company reenactors that do World War II reenactment, they're going to have all their World War II equipment, of course, and the uniforms, but they're going to do at 12:30 in between the finishes on the bridge. They're going to do a demonstration of clearing the bridge, and they've got the German reenactors, and they've got the U.S. Reenactors in their uniform, and so that'll be exciting to see as well.
Indeed.
Every year they get a little bigger and better, so that's a first-time event. Of course, the Kansas Army National Guard will be down there with their climbing wall, and there'll be food vendors, and it's always a great day, and we usually have 300 or 400 people there, and we just truly enjoy it, and we're already well ahead of schedule and registration. I think you and I were talking, we're over 125 right now, so we hope to get back up to pre-COVID 300 before the week is, or the month is out. So,
yeah, and you mentioned
that's kind of the event highlights there for you.
You mentioned the Lyon County State Bank Freedom Run walks and strolls, and the 5K and 10Ks. That will be out on the gravel. The 1 miler will stay closer to the All Veterans Memorial. But don't forget too about the gravel grinding rides that are part of Freedom Fest too. 16-miler or 40-miler, and the Dynamic Disc Freedom Open. And they'll have two launch times for the disc golf on the Eric McCabe design course at Soden's Grove Park. So they'll have two rounds to choose from at 9 and then at noon. So all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they do. And they do a custom disc to make every year for that event. So thanks, Jackie and Doug, for all their help. And I think this is the fourth or fifth year for the Freedom Open. That's the only chance you ever get to play that course is during this event. And it'll help we fill that up again as we do every year. And like you said, Gravel City helps sponsor the gravel rides, the Timmerman 16 and the Eisenhower 40, and that's a great ride. New routes this year, so everybody come on out and try that. Same start and finish line, but new routes. And happy to announce that for the 40-miler, there will be trophies as well for the final finishers of that. So that'll be a first this year as well. So
sweet.
We need to get everybody registered. The T-shirt guarantee ends tomorrow, so get registered as fast as you can. We'll try to have T-shirts for everybody, but guarantee to get one ends tomorrow. EmporiaFreedomFest.org is the registration site, and net funds go to tremendous causes, and we always enjoy giving out the scholarships and supporting the expansion and beautification of the memorial and helping out the community.
EmporiaFreedomFest.org. That is the website. Again, EmporiaFreedomFest.org. That has all the information, and it will direct you on how to get registered, how to get paid up. And, of course, the big event will be November 6th down at the All Veterans Memorial. Going to be a great day. Lots going on. Thanks for all you're doing here, Steve. I know we'll have you back to keep us updated.
Yep, and we'll talk about some of the closing events next time, so look forward to talking about that as well.
All right, thanks, Steve. Sweet.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
Emporia Freedom Fest, Steve Harmon. And I guess I was going to say it's morphed into a big event. I guess we're going to have to say it is morphed into a
all-day event almost now. Yeah. So if you want to be part of our Newsmaker segment at 7:15 every weekday, we do have Monday next week and Friday next week, the 18th and the 22nd open. Those could be gone today, though, so give us a call at 342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Gwen and Jeff Longbine. They were named as Emporia State Service Citation Award winners. This was supposed to have taken place, I think, last year, but they're going to have the celebration here this weekend. And then Friday we'll have USD 252 Southern Lyon County Superintendent Mike Argerbright as we resume our look at first semester matters here with school districts across the area.
Yeah, service citation. I think Mark Runge was posthumously recognized as a service citation award winner. And also Vern and Nancy McKenzie.
Oh, nice. Cool deal.
Service citation representative. Yeah, very well deserved.
All of them.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham and Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive. It is priceless. Mel's Tire.
Chris Gorton at John North Ford Nissan. Fall is in the air, and I have some new trades to share. A 2019 Ford Transit Tunner with